Peter Wall is back with us this morning. Peter is all part of the Elbows Up for Canada, and he's in Toronto this morning gearing up for the big weekend rally Elbows Up. It's our way of standing up to the U.S. on tariffs. And Peter, good morning. Thanks for giving us some time again today.
Good morning, Sean. Great to be back on.
Okay, so give us the details about this weekend's Elbows Up.
Well, we talked last time about Ottawa. We had a great turnout. We're doing it again in Toronto. We want the turnout to be bigger and, you know, it's a bigger city. We want more folks to come out. So we're having an event, Nathan Phillips Square, 2 p.m. We've got Arlene Dickinson speaking. She's been a great advocate for Canada over the last couple months. Jim Cuddy's coming. He's going to perform this song that he's written, We Used to Be the Best of Friends, about what's happened over the last few months. Tom Majunder is performing. He's going to be hilarious and patriotic. We've got the host, Tara Sloan, who you might recognize from Hometown Hockey with Ron McLean over the years. So we got a great lineup, and we want to fill the square.
Wow, that sounds really great, Peter. So how many people are you expecting to attend this event?
You know, we don't know. I'll tell you tomorrow. I mean, listen, in Ottawa, on 5 days' notice, we had 1,500 people. So I'm hoping we get 5,000-10,000 people out. We've got, you know, the city of Toronto has been amazing. They've really rolled out the red carpet for us to make this happen in a very short period of time. We are flying by the seat of our pants. We're doing it all, you know, for Canada. We just want people to come out. It's a family-friendly event. It's nonpartisan. We don't care who you are, where you're from. We just want you to come out and stand up for Canada.
We should also say, for those that are listening this morning, the phrase elbows up comes from hockey legend Gordie Howe. I'd like you to just to kind of refer to the story and how you went out and used the term elbows up, because I see it everywhere now, Peter, on social media, people wearing T-shirts, hats. Canadians are jacked about it.
Yeah, it's all over the place, and it just has resonated with Canadians, obviously, because of our love of hockey and our connection to the game. And yeah, Gordie Howe, you know, famously kept his elbows up in the corner, in the corners. And Mike Myers, you know, reminded us all of that a month or so ago now when he was on Saturday Night Live. And so it's been a rallying cry, and it's a great rallying cry. You even have Margaret Atwood, you know, who's the farthest you can get from a hockey player. This week we put on social media a video from her saying elbows up, which is pretty amazing.
Well, all the best tomorrow with your Elbows Up event. President Donald Trump continues with his rhetoric about Canada being the 51st state and all the talk about tariffs. This is a way that Team Canada with Elbows Up can certainly send a message to Trump and the Americans, because they're taking note of this, Peter. Do you feel that?
Yeah, listen, we love our American friends. We know we live next to them. We've grown up with them, and we don't have anything against the Americans, but we don't want to get married. They're our cousins. You know, you don't want to marry your cousin. So, it's not right.
No.
So, yeah. But well, Mix Nation, we hope to see you out on Saturday. It's 2 p.m. Nathan Phillips Square. Be there.
Right downtown TO. Good luck. Peter Wall, thank you for giving us some time and being so generous with your time, because I know you're just on CP24 in Toronto. You're doing the media tour, if you will, but we appreciate you joining us here on Mix 97.